pussy.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And this is Kelly from Frequency Cast, the award-winning technology radio show.
Assuming, like us, you spend a lot of your time on the internet, you'll be familiar with the domain names .co.uk, .com.org.uk and all the rest of them. But from 2014, we could be faced with up to 1,000 new domain suffixes, including .uk. For our July 2013 show, we found out more about what these changes could make for British surfers. And here's a longer version of the interview that featured in show 89.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Kelly, a test for you. What's our web address, please?
Well, this is a very easy test. It's www.frequencycast.co.uk.
You can also find us on www.frequencycast.com. Did you know that?
Of course I did.
And we're also frequencycast.co.
Just .co?
I thought .co was quite a nice name. It's actually a Colombian address, but frequencycast.co I thought was quite a good one.
Did you buy that domain name?
I did.
You bought a Colombian domain name?
Yeah.
For any particular reason?
Because it's frequencycast.co. It's shorter than .co.uk and .com.
Sometimes I really worry about you.
Well, the interesting thing is, potentially in about 6 months' time, we can start buying .uk domain names.
Well, that's quite interesting. So is there a particular reason that it's actually happening?
I don't really know the full details on this, but they are planning to bring out .uk and all sorts of other domain names over the coming months. And it is going to mean some big changes to web addresses. And Kelly is going to tell us all about these changes and why they're happening.
What? I can't tell you about that. I've just been asking you the questions.
Not you, a different Kelly. We're now talking to Kelly Salter, who is part of the domain product management team at Namsco, who, coincidentally, are the company that look after the FrequencyCast domain name.
I'm the lucky person for names.co.uk that looks after all of our domain name products and gets to go to meetings with the registries around the world to debate and discuss domain name policy, the future of the internet, and help shape our online world.
So the reason that we're talking to you today is because we've heard a few bits and bobs in the news and had some questions from our listeners about the .uk web domains that could be coming to us fairly soon. Could you just give us an update on what the UK domains are all about?
Yeah, sure, Pete. As some of your listeners may be aware, Nominet is the organisation that is in charge of looking after all of the .uk domain names in the UK namespace. But Nominet is now asking the question, should they allow registrations directly ending in .uk?
Okay, so that all makes sense, but I have to ask, we've already got .co.uk's, we've already got, obviously, the me UK's and everything else, but given that everyone is used to the .co.uk, why would we need something else? Why do we need these UK's?
The reality of the situation is, from the end of this year, we are going to have a lot more domain name extensions. ICANN, who is the organisation responsible for the internet on a global level, has decided that we need more choice and competition. So it will begin to launch 1,000 new domain name extensions within a one-year period. So we will start to see new domain name extensions such as .web, .shop, and obviously, Nominet is very aware that change is upon us and they need to ensure that .uk remains one of the market leaders in a global environment. We are actually the third largest country code in the world, and for .uk on a global level to remain one of the extensions of first choice, maybe now is the time to change and allow shorter domain names, allow new businesses to get shorter, more memorable, relevant domain names. And with 10 million domain names registered under .uk today, maybe we just need to take it to the next step. But this is just a consultation. Nominate wants to know what every internet user and small business in the UK using our internet, what you think.
And so the consultation starts from the 1st of July. How long does the consultation run for?
I mean, the consultation will run for a couple of months, but I encourage you to all give your answers in as quickly as possible.
Now, I must admit, I've always been a fan of the idea of a .uk. The co bit has always been frustrating. But isn't it the case now that because we are settled with .co.uk, adding the shorter versions is either going to cause maybe confusion or perhaps companies to nick other names? So we're frequencycast.co.uk. Could someone come along and nick frequencycast.uk?
The way Nominate's proposing to release these domain names is they would allow existing domain name registrants to apply, and you will have 6 months right to refuse, to apply for the corresponding or matching domain name. So you would be able to apply for frequencycast.uk. Now, Nominate will look at, have any of the domain name registrants from co.uk or org.uk or me.uk applied? And obviously, if you've all applied, it will be awarded to the one that's had their domain registered the longest. Now, there will be confusion, especially in the beginning. There is always confusion with any change.
Now, I have to ask, every time one of these new domain suffixes comes out, there's always a push from companies that sell domain services to go ahead and get one of these. I remember when the .biz came out, when the .info came out, when the .co came out, there's always a push from people that sell the domain names for you to secure something before somebody else does. Is there perhaps a sort of a cynical ploy maybe on behalf of some of these companies to force you to grab your web real estate before somebody else does?
If you are a UK business, then the extensions you should be looking at are .uk and .com. Those are the two that absolutely should be at the forefront of your mind. When .ski launches, if you are not a ski resort or you don't sell ski clothing, ignore it. Already there are 318 different extensions on a global level. When that figure increases by over 1,000, people are going to have to really think what extensions are relevant.
Okay, that makes sense. Will there be a dot podcast?
Not in the first round, but who knows what the future will look like. We are literally on the brink of the biggest change the internet has ever seen. And absolutely, I do believe now is the time we should ask, as the UK internet space, do we change with a view for the future, or do we stay the same and ride out the change? And it's, you know, there is no right or wrong.
Okay, so this is going to be quite a big global event. And assuming things go well with the consultation and these domains are going to go ahead, what sort of time frame would we be looking at for seeing these out there on the market?
It won't be this year, Pete. We have to have the consultation first. The Nominate board will have to review, obviously, all of the responses they get. Should they decide to go ahead with what's proposed, we would have to make some technical changes. So at the earliest, this will be 2014.
Okay, Kelly, so if someone wants to have their say about these upcoming changes, whether they like them or dislike them, how would someone go about having their voice heard?
Okay, so if you go to blog.names.co.uk, we have posted a copy of Nominate's online consultation. So you can either fill it in online and it will go direct to Nominate, or you can print it out, fill it in and send it directly to Nominate.
And there's still people out there that use snail mail, are there?
There are indeed. Some people really want to think about their answers and they want a copy of what they've sent.
Okay, Kelly. Well, certainly we'll be having our say here at Frequency Cast, and we'd obviously encourage the listeners to do likewise. And would it be possible to catch up with you perhaps in a couple of months' time when some decisions have been made and find out just what is going to be shaping the future of the UK's internet?
Absolutely. You know, I'd be delighted to help you translate what the nominate board, what their response is, and obviously to let you know if it's happening, when we can expect it to happen, and help your listeners make a decision on whether it would be right for them.
Thanks very much to Kelly Salter, Domain Product Specialist at NAMSCO. And for more information, plus a link to the consultation document Kelly was talking about there, go to our website, the address www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Or .co, apparently.
Hi, this is Susie Perry and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
If this is your first time listening to Frequency Cast, you might want to sign up and become one of our regular listeners. All of our shows are free. If you've not heard us before, here's a little sample of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Yeah, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.